our home helps 11 new contracts of employment with better security of hours. It gives them guaranteed hours, which is first time in 20 years that we've had that. And it puts them on an equal footing with all other HSE employees when it comes to contracted hours. The outsourcing of home helps is going to stop to an extent where our members are going to be offered the hours first in the first instance, rather than given to private providers for profit companies, which is massive for the home help service.
Is this a recommendation or a ruling, and to what extent is the HSE bound by it?
This is a binding arbitration by law, and it's legislative in its process, because both parties have signed up to this and agreed to this, so it's a binding arbitration ruling, which we're very pleased with.
Now, you'll be briefing members and non-members who work in the home help service at a series of meetings in Letterkenny on Tuesday next.
We're meeting in the Mount Errigal, and we're asking all the home helps to come along. Every non-members and members to come along and to find out exactly what the detail is and how it concerns them. The first meeting on Tuesday, 29th of October at 3:30, and we have a further meeting then at 8 p.m. that night for people who can't make the 3:30.
And we know yourselves and Impact and others protested and mounted a high-level campaign in Donegal in recent years on the home help issue. Does this represent a conclusive victory from your point of view?
Oh, absolutely. Ourselves and our sister union Impact, without the lobbying, the campaigning, we wouldn't be in this situation at the minute. There's no doubt about that. And even the protests we had there last year, it has helped massively, because this lobbying and campaign has really raised awareness, and this is why we're here.